Good morning. Today is January 20, and you're listening to OKOK, the Underneath for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 16. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can goodness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? And what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. These verses offer excellent advice for all kinds of relationships. But if we take these verses alone, some believers might think that they might need to build a high wall around themselves to close the drawbridge and never come out lest they be infected by the evil world. That's really not what the rest of the Bible says, though. Nor was that Jesus' example to us. So what do these verses really mean for us and for our children? We need to pray that our children will be able to be around unbelievers, at school, at work, and in the neighborhood, and yet not be influenced by them. We need to pray that they won't team up or partner with unbelievers. As we pray this, we are praying that they not marry unbelievers or try to set up a long-term business partnership with them. Our children need to discern how to have friendships with unbelievers and yet know where to draw the line. We need to pray that they will shine for Christ and influence unbelievers, but not the other way around. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, because we are your temples, you command that we not make lasting commitments with unbelievers, for our foundations and motivations and our goals will be at odds. I understand that this doesn't mean that my child has to somehow avoid contact with sin, for sin's all around us. If he tries to be completely separate, he cannot fulfill your command to go into all the world and tell people about you. But I do pray for discernment, Lord, that my child will be able to be in the world but not influenced by it, in it but separate from it, like light shining in the darkness. Thank you for your promise, Lord, that you will walk among us and be our God. I pray that my child will walk with you in these big relationship decisions of life. We pray in your name, Lord. Amen.